Good morning. How's the weather? Well, it depends on where you are, actually. This year, India has found itself in the throes of two diametrically opposite weather extremes. As northern India looks at an extended winter with a series of western disturbances in Feb and early March, the southern region was in the grip of inclement heat wave conditions on the 6th of March, according to the IMD. Hey, but why am I talking weather? Well, not just because of the extreme conditions in the country, but also because it is so difficult to find news when all the newspapers are carrying full-page political ads. If it was just Prime Minister Modi and Delhi Chief Minister Kejriwal and occasionally Yogi Adityanath, the latest one to publicize his report card is Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik. It's only Modi all over. On Wednesday alone, there were huge newspaper ads of at least six ministries, from skill development to defense, home, railway, civil aviation and science and technology, all of which had just Modi's face staring at the reader, with the respective ministers nowhere to be spotted. It is 8th March 2019, and ahead of a visit by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Kanpur, the local BJP unit has got a lucky chair all polished and spruced up for him. During his Uttar Pradesh visit, the Prime Minister is scheduled to lay the foundation stone for the Agra Metro Railway and launch an extension of the Lucknow Metro system. What you don't read ads, or what? But before we head to what Modi ji said and did, given it's International Women's Day, it's fair that we start with how Indira Jaisingh, ace lawyer, slammed the Attorney General directly with a hint of punch flying towards Justice Arun Mishra as well. The hearing in courtroom 4 of the Supreme Court yesterday in the contempt case against Prashant Bhushan was action-packed, and not just because of Prashant Bhushan, but well, senior advocate Anand Grover sought to intervene in the matter after the bench said that it will decide on the legal issue involved. Justice Arun Mishra then proceeded to ask Grover who he was representing. Ms. Jaisingh, replied Grover. Not Indira Jaisingh, asked Justice Arun Mishra. Yes, Ms. Indira Jaisingh. It is the same name only, replied Grover. You should say your wife, Attorney General K.K. Venugopal, who was seated in the court, remarked. This irked Jaisingh, who was also present in the court. She vehemently objected, saying that the Attorney General should withdraw his remark. Withdraw that remark, Mr. Attorney. I am a person in my own right, said Jaisingh. Grover also said that the statement was sexist. Well done, Ms. Jaisingh. And now on to our next news, and I'm doubling up with laughter and the irony-rich statement from the Prime Minister. Speaking at the launch of the first ever dictionary on martyrs of the Indian freedom struggle, Modi, whose party has often been accused by the opposition of distorting history, said only if history is accepted as it is, will it inspire generations. Quote, those who cannot create history, they sometimes want to paint history in their own colors because they do not have the capacity to create history. Instead of painting history in these colors, we should accept history as it is, and then we will be of great service to the country. This is what Prime Minister said. The five-volume dictionary contains an account of the martyrs from India's first war of independence in 1857 to India's independence in 1947. He said that this includes the martyrs of the Jallianwala Bagh massacre, the non-cooperation movement, the Quit India movement, and those soldiers of the Azad Hind Fauj who attained martyrdom, amongst many others. Fair enough to say you won't find Hindu Mahasabha and the entire RSS progenies in there, unless of course someone has tried to alter history. I mean, just by adding Deen Dayal Upadhyay and changing every other color to saffron or anything Mughal, how could one expect that history can be distorted, right? And while we are on the Prime Minister from Gujarat and the history he left behind with the Gujarat riots of 2002, in case you missed it, Babu Bajrangi, sentenced to 21 years in prison for the single largest incident of mass murder during the Gujarat riots of 2002, has been granted bail by the Supreme Court after the state filed a medical report that certified him 100% blind. Bajrangi, then a leader of the Bajrang Dal, was convicted for the infamous Naroda Patia massacre in which 97 people were killed. He was also accused of personally murdering at least one pregnant woman, although a grisly version linked to the incident could not be established conclusively in a special court. In 2007, Tehelka had caught Bajrangi boasting on camera of how he and his associates had indulged in violence and arson at Naroda Patia in 2002. He had said, and we quote, we hacked, burned, set on fire. had bragged and declared, "I don't care if I'm hanged." Bajrangi had also claimed that he had called the then Gujarat Home Minister and informed him of the pogrom. And on to other news in India, in case you missed it, it took a Twitter takedown of the prestigious central government-funded Tata Institute of Fundamental Research in Mumbai after the faculty, staff and scholars received only half their salaries for February because of insufficient funds. The TIFR's registrar, in a notice dated 6th of March, said the institute would only pay 50% of the net salary for Feb to its staff, including teachers as well as students and postdoctoral fellows, due to insufficient funds. The money was released yesterday after institute was slammed on social media. I'm not talking about not getting the dues. Well, here is you paying over and above your taxes to make sure you are secured when taking a flight. Flying within India will get a bit more expensive by rupees 20, while international will be dearer by about $1.60 after the Ministry of Civil Aviation decided to hike the passenger security fee to pay for the pending dues of CISF personnel who haven't been paid their salaries. So you pay taxes, on top of that you pay extra on air ticket just so that all salaries can be paid. Like, what the hell is going on? Yeah, with that, we head to international news and on to United States, where Michael Cohen, the former personal lawyer of US President Donald Trump, yesterday sued the Trump Organization, saying it reneged on its obligation to reimburse him for millions of dollars of legal fees and costs related to his work. And also that US President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has been sentenced to 47 months in prison for tax and bank fraud. He was convicted last summer of hiding millions of dollars of income from his political consulting in Ukraine. The charges stem from an inquiry into whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia to win the 2016 election. And while we are in Russia, Russia's parliament has passed two bills outlawing disrespect of authorities and the spreading of what the government deems to be fake news. The first ban refers to blatant disrespect of the state, its officials and Russian society, and repeat offenders face up to 10 days in jail. The second bill prohibits sharing false information of public interest shared under the guise of fake news. And before we say our goodbye for the week, it's Women's International Day, and loudly banging pots and pans, a few hundred women protesters gathered in Madrid in the early hours of Friday to mark its start. The women, some wearing purple bags and clothes and holding banners that read, "Sister, I do believe you." On that note, we wish you a healthy, relaxing and happy weekend ahead. Skip the newspaper, where there are more ads than news. We will be back on Monday with what made news over the weekend. Until then, goodbye from takeapart.in.